Magic Animal Friends Treasury, Volume 6, written by Daisy Meadows and read by Mavanwe Hocking. Breakfast time, called Lily Hart. Lily and her best friend, Jess Forrester, were carrying buckets of feed out of the Helping Paw Wildlife Hospital. The hospital was run by Lily's parents in a barn in their garden, and some of the patients were in pens outside, enjoying the spring sunshine. Jess and Lily adored animals and loved helping to care for them. Little guinea pig noses snuffled at their fence, and in another run, three baby squirrels scampered around excitedly. They were ready for breakfast. Jess and Lily set to work. Soon, nearly all the bowls were filled with carrots, nuts, or fresh green leaves. "Just the rabbits left to feed now," said Lily, crossing the lawn. "They were feeling much better yesterday, so I bet they'll want a big breakfast." The girls walked over to the rabbit run, but when they got there, it was empty. Jess gasped. "Where are they?" They looked in the hutches. There was nothing but straw. Then Lily found a hole in the side of the run. "Oh no," she cried. "The rabbits have escaped." "Quick, search the garden," said Jess. They split up. Lily looked in the flower beds, and Jess checked Mrs. Hart's vegetable patch. Lily spotted the tips of two little ears behind a clump of daffodils, but when she reached the flowers, the rabbit had vanished. Jess saw a white tail bobbing behind a gooseberry bush. She crept over, but the bunny scampered away. "If only the rabbits could talk like they can in Friendship Forest," said Lily. "Then we could call after them and try and find them." Friendship Forest was the two best friends' amazing secret. It was a magical world where the animals lived in little cottages or on boats, even in a windmill. The girls' special friend, Goldie the cat, often took them to the forest, where they'd had some truly fantastic adventures. The girls put bowls of lettuce beside the rabbit run. "That might tempt them out of hiding," said Lily. Jess added some dandelion buds. They love these. But Lily wasn't watching. She had seen a movement among the blackcurrant bushes. At first, she thought it was an escaped bunny, but then she saw a flash of golden fur. Out bounded a beautiful green-eyed cat. "Goldie!" she cried. The cat ran to the girls and curled around their legs, purring. "She's come to take us to Friendship Forest," Jess said. Goldie darted towards Brightly Stream at the bottom of the garden.